Several Knight Ridder newspapers are running a series of stories this week that link the American chocolate industry to the use of slave labor in West Africa. Ivory Coast produces nearly half of the world's cocoa beans, which are used in a variety of products, including chocolate candy, cocoa, and some cereals. Knight Ridder's Africa correspondent, Sudarshan Raghavan, spent months documenting the series, which is titled The Taste of Slavery. He says many boys between the ages of 12 and 16 are tricked into slavery on cocoa plantations in Ivory Coast.
Many left their villages in Mali or Burkina Faso searching for a job and some money to bring back to their families. They arrive in big towns such as Sikasso in southern Mali, and there they're approached by traffickers, many of them well-dressed, polite, who promise them good jobs as welders or working in shops in the Ivory Coast. And they also promise to take the boys there for free. The boys think it's a good deal, and so they go with the traffickers, and they end up being sold to farmers. And once they get to the Ivory Coast, the boys don't have any money. They don't speak French, which is most commonly spoken in Ivory Coast. And they really have no idea where they are. So they end up spending, you know, sometimes years on a plantation with no pay.
And running away is not an option?
Well, it's not an option for several reasons. Some have said their identification cards and luggage were confiscated by the farmer, and others were threatened or beaten if they tried to escape. Others simply refuse to leave the farms because they're owed two or more years of pay, and they really can't return home to Mali with nothing to give to their families.
What are conditions like, and how are they treated?
It varies from farm to farm. On the worst of farms, the boys said they were whipped with cocoa tree branches and chains. They worked 12 to 14 hours a day for no pay, some for as long as 4.5 years. They're fed bananas or yams once or twice a day. At night, they're locked up in small windowless rooms and handed a can to urinate in. If they try to escape, they're made an example and beaten in front of the other boys. But this is, once again, on the worst of the farms. On more humane farms, if you can call them that, the boys described being underfed, working long hours, and being threatened to not escape because the farmers tell them they've paid money for them and they expect them to work.
How widespread is slavery in Ivory Coast?
There are more than 600,000 of these small farms, according to the Ivory Coast government, and no corporate or government agency is monitoring them closely or have done extensive study of the slave trade here. The United Nations Children's Fund estimates there are about 200,000 slaves in various trades in West Africa, and the State Department's most recent human rights report concluded there were an estimated 15,000 children between the ages of 9 and 12 who have been sold into forced labor on plantations just in the Northern Ivory Coast in recent years. The Ivory Coast government, however, claims that only a handful of farms use trafficked children.
What about other countries in the area?
There have been some reports, although unconfirmed, of this happening in Ghana. Many of the neighboring countries, such as Mali, Burkina Faso, Togo, Gabon, they're sort of seen as feeder countries to the richer nations in the region.
Does the government tolerate this?
The Ivory Coast government in particular is really just starting to wake up to this problem. They are cracking down on traffickers in recent weeks, and they've also mounted a massive, you know, public relations campaign, you know, fearing an international boycott of their cocoa, but it's only been very recent.
Does that cocoa come here?
Yes, it does.
So American companies know about this?
I think that most American chocolate companies are also just starting to wake up to this problem. Their reaction has varied from ignoring our repeated requests for comments to absolute shock to pledging funds to curb the child slavery. Thousands of tons of cocoa beans from the Ivory Coast are shipped to the United States each and every year. In the first 3 months of this year alone, more than 43,000 tons landed in Philadelphia and Brooklyn.
Do these boys know that children around the world are enjoying the products made from the cocoa that they're processing?
Many of whom we spoke to did not. They can't afford on their own to buy chocolate. And at least, you know, like one boy we spoke with actually said, you know, he didn't even know what chocolate was. And, you know, when told that American European kids spend as much every year on chocolate as he, you know, would earn if he got paid in 6 months, he basically said, bless them because they're eating it.
Sudarshan Raghavan is a reporter for Knight Ridder. He's based in Nairobi, Kenya.